జన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారి గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారి యశోదానందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యశోదానందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యమునా తీరావనకారి తీరావనకారి జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ గోపీ జన వల్లభ జయ గిరివర ధారి జయ గిరివర ధారి జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభ జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభ జయ గిరివర ధారి జయ గిరివర ధారి యశోదానందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యశోదానందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యమునా తీరావన
హరే రామ హరే రామ రామ రామ
Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की प्रेम से कहो सी कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवा सदी गौर भक्त वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की श्रील प्रभुपाद की श्रील प्रभुपाद अनुगा की समवेत भक्त वृंद की नेताय गौर प्रेमानंदे All glories to Simal devotees. All glories to Simal devotees. All glories to Simal devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gurang. All glories to Shri Prabhupada. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 5, Text 32. Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam. Sangopangastra Parshadam Yajnayi Sankirtana Praye Yajanti Hi Sumedasah Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yajnahi Sankirtana Praye Yajanti Hi Sumedasah Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yajnahi Sankirtana Praye yajanti hi sumedhasah. Krishna Varnam,
Krishna Varnam,
repeating the syllables Krishna. Tvisha, with a luster. Akrishnam, not black, golden. Saanga, along with associates. Upanga, servitors. Astra, weapons. Parshadam, confidential companions. Yajnahi, by sacrifice. Sankirtana prayaihi, consisting chiefly of congregational chanting. Yajanti, they worship. He, certainly. Sumedasaha, intelligent persons. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although His complexion is not blackish, He is Krishna Himself. He is accompanied by His associates, servants, weapons and confidential companions. Please repeat, in the age of Kali,
intelligent persons
perform
congregational chanting
to worship the incarnation of Godhead,
who constantly sings the names of Krishna.
Although His complexion is not blackish,
He is Krishna Himself.
He is accompanied
by His associates,
servants,
weapons,
and confidential companions.
Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki.
Purport. This same verse is quoted by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela chapter 3 verse 52. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has given the following commentary on this verse. This text is from Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Jiva Goswami explained this verse in his commentary on the Bhagavatam known as the Brahma Sandarbha,
wherein he says that Lord Krishna also appears with a golden complexion. That golden Lord Krishna is Lord Chaitanya, who was worshipped by intelligent men in this age. That is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam by Garga Muni, who said that although the child Krishna was blackish, he also appears in three other colors, red, white and yellow. He exhibited his white and red complexions in the Satya Treta ages respectively. He did not exhibit the remaining color, yellow, gold, until he appeared as Lord Chaitanya, who is known as Gaurahari.
Srila Jiva Goswami explains that Krishna Varnam means Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna Varnam and Krishna Chaitanya are equivalent. The name Krishna appears with both Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Krishna. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he always engages in describing Krishna and thus enjoying transcendental bliss by chanting and remembering his name and form. Lord Krishna himself appears as Lord Chaitanya to preach the highest gospel. Varnayati means utters or describes. Lord Chaitanya always chants the holy name of Krishna and describes it also. And because he is Krishna himself, whoever meets him will automatically chant the holy name of Krishna and later describe it to others. He injects one with transcendental Krishna consciousness, which merges the chanter in transcendental bliss. In all respects, therefore, he appears before everyone as Krishna, either by personality or by sound. Simply by seeing Lord Chaitanya, one at once remembers Lord Krishna. One may therefore accept him as Vishnu Tattva. In other words, Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna himself. Sango Pangastra Parshadam further indicates that Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna. His body is always decorated with ornaments of sandalwood and with sandalwood paste. By his super excellent beauty, he subdues all the people of the age. In other descents, the Lord sometimes used weapons to defeat the demoniac. But in this age, the Lord subdues them with his all-attractive figure as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that his beauty is his astra or weapon to subdue the demons. Because he is all attractive, it is to be understood that all the demigods lived with him as his companions. His acts were uncommon and his associates wonderful. When he propagated the Sankirtana movement, he attracted many great scholars and acharyas, especially in Bengal and Orissa. Lord Chaitanya is always accompanied by his best associates like Lord Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhara and Srivas. Srila Jiva Goswami cites a verse from the Vedic literature that says that there is no necessity of performing sacrificial demonstrations or ceremonial functions. He comments that instead of engaging in such external pompous exhibitions, all people, regardless of caste, color or creed, can assemble together and chant Hare Krishna to worship Lord Chaitanya. Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam indicates that prominence should be given to the name Krishna. Lord Chaitanya taught Krishna consciousness and chanted the name of Krishna. Therefore, to worship Lord Chaitanya, everyone should together chant the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. To propagate worship in churches, temples or mosques is not possible because people have lost interest in that. But anywhere and everywhere people can chant Hare Krishna. Thus worshipping Lord Chaitanya, they can perform the highest activity and fulfill the highest religious purpose of satisfying the Supreme Lord. Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a famous disciple of Lord Chaitanya, said the principle of transcendental devotional service having been lost, Sri Krishna Chaitanya has appeared to deliver again the process of devotion. He is so kind that he is distributing love of Krishna. Everyone should be attracted more and more to his lotus feet as humming bees are attracted to a lotus flower. The incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also described in the Sri Vishnu Sahas Nama, which appears in chapter 189 of the Dana Dharma Parva of Mahabharata. Srila Jiva Goswami has quoted this reference as follows. Suvarna varna he mango varangas chandanangadi. In his early pastimes, he appears as a householder with a golden complexion. His limbs are beautiful and his body smeared with a pulp of sandalwood seems like molten gold. He has also quoted Sanyasakritchamaha Shanto Nishtashanti Parayanaha. In his later pastimes, he accepts the sannyasa order and is equipoised and peaceful. He is the highest abode of peace and devotion, for he silences the impersonalist non-devotees. Om Tat Sat. Grantarachimad Bhagavatam Ki. Narayana Namaskrityam Naram Cheva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udiraye Ashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Om Jnana Timiranthasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Patakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschate Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Gauranga Mahaprabhu Avirbhav Tithi ki, Shri Gaurapurnima Mahotsava ki, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaura Vrimanande. Hare Krishna. So we just read a shloka from Srimad Bhagavatam, which describes the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Krishna himself. And we read the description that is given here. So today we are celebrating the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Krishna himself. Srila Prabhupada introduced the whole world to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told us who Lord Chaitanya is, just like we read in this purport, that he is Krishna himself. He has appeared as a devotee of Krishna. That is the amazing thing. Krishna coming as his devotee. Isn't it amazing? Yes. Not only that, he has come for specific purposes. There are external purposes that he has come for. There are internal confidential reasons that he has come for. This is all explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But it is such an amazing appearance of the Lord. Never before, anarpita charim chirat, karunaya avatirna kalau, anarpita, never before offered like this by the Lord himself. So it is very special. Why it is very special? Because God himself is coming. And what is the reason that God himself is coming? That he needs to come, why? All these have got reasons. That's why it is mentioned that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is called merciful appearance. Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namo Namaha. That Mahavadanyaya, most merciful incarnation of the Lord. Why? Because he gives Krishna himself to everybody. Krishna Prema Pradayate. He gives Krishna Prema freely. Not so easy to get Krishna Prema. Most difficult. to get. But Krishna himself decides to give it. Therefore, he comes personally to give it. Because nobody else can give it. In its highest form. Nobody else can give it. So Lord Chaitanya, it's mentioned, he appeared for these reasons. One reason is, he came to propagate the chanting of the holy name of Krishna, which is the Yuga Dharma, Dharma for Kali Yuga. He wanted to inaugurate that. He came for that. Secondly, it is mentioned that relationship with the Lord, just like the Brajavasis have in Vrindavan, which is the highest relationship with the Lord. Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, Rasa, Mellows. Dasya Rasa, Sakya Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa, Madhurya Rasa. As a servant of Krishna and as a friend of Krishna and as the parent of Krishna and as the lover of Krishna. These are all the relationships that the devotees have with Krishna. And this is the meaning of bhakti. Bhakti can be established with the Lord in these relationships. There is one more relationship called Shantarasa, which we are not talking about. Because Shantarasa lacks intimate love for Krishna. Five rasas in Shantarasa, the devotee recognizes that Krishna's lotus feet is everything for me. Krishna is very great. But he has no knowledge of Krishna so much. When he develops knowledge of Krishna, he immediately becomes his servant and starts enjoying loving servitor relationships. From there only relationship is really very intimate from Dasya Rasa. So it is mentioned that from Dasya Rasa onwards, the devotee enjoys very intimate loving relationships with the Lord. So Krishna, he is thinking that my devotees, they enjoy all these different rasas. They are my servitors, and when they enjoy relationship as friend in fraternity, then my devotees have matured in their intimacy to such an extent that my Sakya Rasa devotees think that I am equal to you. And they climb on my shoulder. The gopas, they are so closely associated with Krishna. They have such close friendship with Krishna. They will tease Krishna, they will call him by names, they will sit on his shoulder. And Krishna enjoys that, very intimate relationships. They tend to forget, they don't think he is God. They don't have respect, awe and reverence for him. Because awe and reverence and respect spoils bhakti, Krishna thought. Because when people become very respectful to me because of my greatness, then the bhakti gets stunted. But in Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, the same. That is gone beyond awe and respect and reverence. So the gopas can sit on Krishna's shoulder. Same way, Vatsalya Prema, Yashoda Mai is thinking, I am the maintainer of my son. He is my son. He is not God. I have to respect him. All that is gone. It's gone beyond Dasya Rasa, gone beyond Sakya Rasa. To Vatsalya Prema, wherein she takes a stick and says, don't do mischief. She chastises him, puts him in place, binds him up with a rope. All this Krishna enjoys. Because she's thinking, I have to maintain my son. He's my son. She's lost in that feeling of great love for the son. I have to look after him. Feeling of maintenance. So Krishna enjoys that reciprocation with Yashoda Mai. And he carries along with her feelings. Then what about the gopis, the topmost lovers of Krishna? They are so much dedicated and absorbed in Krishna's love that they offer their own bodies for Krishna's enjoyment. So Krishna is telling Arjuna, is telling Uddhava in the 11th canto, my dear Uddhava, the gopis, they simply decorate themselves, dress themselves, put so wonderful features on themselves, on their bodies, just for the sake of my enjoyment. They don't think about themselves at all. They just think of me. They're absorbed in me. So in this way, the gopis offer themselves, mind, body, everything for the enjoyment of the Lord. Not a tinge of enjoyment for themselves. This is topmost love of Krishna. So gopis' love for Krishna completely enamors Krishna and makes him indebted to them. And out of all the gopis, the greatest of all gopis, who is the greatest lover of Krishna, is Radha. So, Krishna is so fascinated and so absorbed in the love of the gopis and all the Brajavasis that he is thinking, what is it that my devotees are enjoying? I am not able to enjoy. What is it that Radharani is enjoying blissfully from being my devotee? I would desire to enjoy that. I desire to enjoy that. So these are the confidential reasons. The external reasons are that I want to teach people the rasa of loving devotional service. Apani achari bhakti sikhaimu sabare. I will practice it and in this way I will teach others. But how can the Lord practice it? He is the object of everybody's love. He is the vishaya. And the devotees take shelter in Him. Right? So, God Himself decided to become the ashraya, shelter-taking devotee, so that He can taste what my highest devotee is tasting. And in this way, distribute this to everybody and teach everybody how to love Krishna. This way Krishna Himself thought so, and He appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. With the mood of Radharani, with the complexion of Radharani, He sat down and amazingly performed pastimes and enjoyed the bliss of Radharani, the devotees. And at the same time He taught about all devotional service, how to perform. And He inaugurated the Sankirtan movement. Externally, another reason He came for is because Advaita Acharya cried for Him and worshipped Him on the bank of the Ganges. So He appeared. So these are confidential reasons, like it is mentioned here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita says that Anaripita Jarim Chirat Karuna Yavatir Nahakalau Samarpayitum Unnato Jvalarasam Swabhakti Shriyam Hari Purata Sundarat Dudikadamba Sandipitaha Sada Sadayakandare Spuratuva Sachinandana. May that Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachidevi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart, resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. He has appeared in the age of Kali by His causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant spiritual knowledge of the mellow taste of His service. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Hladini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmana Abhibhuvipura Deha Vedam Gatauto Chaitanyakyam prakatamadhuna tatvayam chaikyamaptam Radha bhava duti suvalitam naumi Krishna swarupam. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to Him who has manifested Himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although He is Krishna Himself. So, It is mentioned that Radharani is Krishna's Hladini Shakti. Sandhini, Samvit, Hladini, three internal energies of the Lord. The pleasure giving Hlada means pleasure. Pleasure giving potency of the Lord is Hladini Shakti. And Radharani is a personification of that Shakti. She appears from Krishna to give pleasure to Krishna. Now, we also discuss that Radharani is the topmost devotee of Krishna. That is Ashraya and Vishaya. That is the potency of the Lord energy. Hladini Shakti is Radharani and the potent is Krishna. Potency and potent. From the potent comes the potency. Now potency and potent when they combine together, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Separated, joined together again. For the sake of Krishna wanting to enjoy this particular experience that Radharani has. So the potency and the potent get together and that is called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is why it's mentioned here. She, desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appears from the womb of Srimati Sachi Devi as the moon appears from the ocean. So these are the internal reasons why the Lord has appeared. So these are very confidential reasons. Not everybody can understand these reasons. Not everybody can understand. So it's an amazing aspect of Krishna, most confidential internal aspect of Krishna, that Krishna is coming with and he is externalizing that. Everybody comes to know about it and he propagates Radharani's love. And after Lord Chaitanya, only people start worshipping Krishna with Radharani. Therefore, Radha Krishna is the highest type of worship. That's why we worship Radha Krishna. It is specifically instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the meaning of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. To summarize, he comes for external reasons to inaugurate the Sankirtana movement in this Kali Yuga. He has come to answer the prayers of Advaita Acharya. He has come to propagate devotional service according to the rasas. Internally, he has come to taste what Radharani is tasting. Radha Bhava Suvalita Naomi Krishna Swarupam. To taste Radharani's experience and then to himself understand my own sweetness. Why I am so sweet, everybody is after me. I want to understand my own sweetness. So he has come for that. Then he has also come to actually take the wonderful form and experience happiness that Radharani feels, what she relishes. So these are the reasons why Krishna is appearing as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, it's an amazing incarnation of the Lord. So when Prabhupada explained to us, he explained to us that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not incarnation, is Krishna himself. He is Krishna himself. So Krishna is thinking, for propagating religion, dharma, I have so many plenary portions, Narayana, Vishnu, everybody appear in this world. But for teaching bhakti, like the Brajavasis practice in Vrindavan, I cannot come through Vishnu to teach that. I myself have to come and teach it. Apani achari bhakti shikayamu sabare. Therefore, I have to appear. So Krishna himself appears. Because this is very deep, core subject matter of bhakti, which only Krishna can give to everybody. So he himself is coming and he is giving that. This is proof that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. To teach bhakti like this, nobody else can. Only Chaitanya, only Krishna can. That is how Vyankata Bhatta from Srirangam, Sri Vaishnava recognized, you must be Krishna. Because if you are teaching me this, you must be Krishna. Same way Ramananda Raya also said, you are that Krishna only. Sarva Bhattacharya also found out by his learning, you must be that same person. How is it possible to teach me this otherwise? Haridas Thakur also said, you are that same person telling me to speak from my mouth the glory of Harinam. I will speak, but you are only making me speak. I can understand. All of them saw, and to them he showed his form as Krishna, Rama, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all together, Shadbhuja Gauranga, he appeared and showed. Because by their intelligence and by Krishna himself being situated in their heart, they could understand, this must be that same Supreme Lord. And then he said, yes, don't tell anybody about it. He said that also, don't tell anybody about it. I am secretly come to taste my own sweetness. And that is why I am doing these type of leelas. So the leelas of Lord Chaitanya are very sweet. Because he is in that mood of Radharani. And he is so happy. And he wants to share that with everybody. Whoever contacts him. Whoever chants the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Will immediately experience that sweetness by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. This is the greatness, and if you doubt it, you are finished. That also Chaitanya Charitamrita says. If you doubt that this person, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is Krishna himself, don't believe in him, sarvanash. You will be destroyed. Alaukika Leela. Uncommon pastimes he performs. And if you doubt those alaukika leela, then tare hoye sarvanash. Everything will be destroyed for you. That's why simply remembering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brings all auspiciousness. See, katanchit smrite yasmin dukaram sukaram bhavet vismarite viparitam va sri chaitanyam namamitam. That is, katanchit smrite yasmin, if you simply remember Lord Chaitanya and his lotus feet. It's like now we have done Abhishekam for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. So that everybody will see the lotus feet and remember him. We have placed it there according to these instructions. If you remember the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, dukaram sukaram bhavet. Everything that is dukkha for you will turn to become sukha. And if you forget the lotus feet of the Lord, the viparitam will happen. All that is sukham will become dukkham for you. That Lord Chaitanya, I surrender to. That is why we want to give everybody the chance to see Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet every day when they come. So it is placed right in front. First thing you can see is Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. This way your dukkha will fly away. And we have seen that many, many people have done that and they have become very happy. Chanting the glories of the name, dancing and becoming very happy, eating prasadam. So this is proof of that fact. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are very sweet. They are full of these rasas and relationships. And if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, you'll be amazed at the amount of deep rasa-based relationships that Krishna can have with everyone in this whole creation. And each one of them is enjoyed by him. In reciprocation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leela and pastimes are very sweet. And they were recorded. Swarup Damodar Goswami was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal secretary. He had all the records. Then there was Murari Gupta, who was Lord Chaitanya's childhood friend. He had records. They were called Katachas. They had written everything and kept. And it is mentioned that these two are the main resource for all Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Murari Gupta's Katachas and Swarup Damodar Goswami's writing. Swarup Damodar Goswami spoke all these things to Raghunath Das Goswami. And Raghunath Das Goswami, when Lord Chaitanya left, he became so morose and so depressed that he wanted to go and commit suicide by falling down from Govardhana Hill. Then he met in Vrindavan Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami and said, you don't have to do that. Tell us what all you know from Swarup Damodar Goswami. And they heard everything. In this way it got passed down. Raghunath Das Goswami, then got passed on through all the Goswamis, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because in a dream, Nityananda Prabhu came to him and said, write the entire pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, you should write. But he was very old, his hands were shaking, and he cannot see properly, his eyelids were drooping. But he said, amazing that I am writing, I cannot see, and I don't remember anything, but it is being revealed to me, and I am writing. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami amazingly wrote the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita. 4 works of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes written. The Chaitanya Charita, written by Murari Gupta. Then there is Chaitanya Charitamrita, written by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Then Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote the Chaitanya Mangala, which he later changed the title to Chaitanya Bhagavat. Because another devotee, Lochan Das Thakur, wrote another pastimes called Chaitanya Mangala. As soon as he has named Chaitanya Mangala, Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is the incarnation of Vyasa for Lord Chaitanya's period, he changed the name to Chaitanya Bhagavat. So there is Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is Chaitanya Mangala, there is Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is Chaitanya Charita. All these describe the beautiful pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which are very confidential. Very confidential. So, we have read today from Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the evening, we shall again discuss something about the Lord's Balya Leela, his birth and appearance, and his childhood pastimes, when the public is there also. So this morning is dedicated to actually discussing some pastimes of the Lord that are later, and also the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the way he established very sweet relationships with everybody. So the Krishna consciousness movement is meant for establishing sweet, loving relationships with all the Vaishnavas, and they all having a relationship with God, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have a network, and our centerpiece is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna. And from that, each one gets connected to each one through loving relationships. This is our Vaishnava community. Our relationship is based on Krishna, on chanting the holy name. This is what ties up everybody together. Because we have appreciation for that sweet, wonderful qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See? So Lord Chaitanya, he was very affectionate. Although he was a sannyasi, he was very renounced, very strict, not even one little association with members of the opposite sex, with women. Women would never come near, stand very far away. He was very strict. And although he was a very strict sannyasi, he had such loving dealings with everybody. He took sannyas when he was 24 years old. His second wife, Vishnu Priya, was left. She was very young, she was 16 years old. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was 24 years old, and he left. For 24 years he stayed in Navadvip, where he was born in Mayapur. And he performed amazing pastimes. His Balya Leela, Pauganda Leela, then his Yauvana Leela, Kaishora Leela, and then Yauvana Leela. All these are described. Mostly the Balya pastimes are explained better in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Charitamrita deals with later pastimes. Shri Jagannath Baladev Shubhadramai Ki, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki. So it's an amazing compendium of pastimes of the Lord. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dealings were very dear. At the same time, he was very aggressively opposing certain wrong philosophies and certain people who were very offensive to Vaishnavas, to devotees. He did not compromise. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas when he was 24 years old, and he left completely. And then after he took sannyas, Nityananda Prabhu sort of tricked him. Because he was totally absorbed. You know, he was totally absorbed after he came from initiation he took from Ishwarapuri. Then he came, was totally absorbed, then he took sannyas. When he took sannyas, it's mentioned Nityananda Prabhu took his sannyas danda and broke it into two, made 3 pieces and threw it in the Ganges. And then Lord Chaitanya became very disturbed. And he told, I know your sannyas. What sannyas? Why should you take sannyas? What is sannyas for you? And he said, and he threw the danda. Stop fooling me. But Lord Chaitanya externally exhibited that I am very disturbed by what you did. I leave you and go away. In this way, he went to Jagannath Puri, took darshan, and then he came towards Advaita Acharya's house, because Lord Nityananda fooled him to tell that he wanted to go to Vrindavan. After taking sannyas, everybody goes to Vrindavan. So he wanted to go to Vrindavan out of separation. So Lord Nityananda told some cowherd boys on the way he was walking coming, if he asks you where is Vrindavan, show him the path on the Ganges. Okay? And he told all of them, programmed all of them, to tell he is like this. He broke his danda and now he is roaming around Vrindavan in ecstasy. He told the cowherd boys, have said, where is Vrindavan? The cowherd boys all chanted Krishna's name. So he became very pleased with them, touched them with his palms on their head and said, keep on chanting. Then he asked, where is Vrindavan? They told him what Lord Nityananda said, along this way, along the Ganges you go. So he went along the Ganges. So Lord Nityananda went ahead and told Advaita Acharya, I'm bringing him to the house. Keep prasadam ready for him. And you must bring a boat to the Ganges. And I will tell him this is Yamuna and I will be bringing him. Okay? He made him stand in Shantipur with a boat where Lord Advaita Acharya's house is there. On the Ganges bank, Advaita Acharya stood with a boat. And Nityananda Prabhu coolly fooled him. Because, what? Sannyas, where are you going? Come here. He said, where is Vrindavan? This is Vrindavan. This is Yamuna, he told. Yamuna! And he became so thrilled, jumped into the Yamuna to take bath in the Yamuna. Then he came and then he saw Advaita Acharya standing with a boat. You came all the way to see me here? In Vrindavan? Is this Vrindavan? What happened? He asked. Then Advaita Acharya said, this is Yamuna only. This there, Yamuna meets Ganges. You see that. That's a place in Mayapur. Yamuna meets the Ganges. Said, this is Yamuna only you took bath. This is place only. Come to my house. I've got prasadam for you. Nityananda has cheated me. He said, he has brought me here saying this is Vrindavana. He has cheated me. Nityananda disappeared from there. He went back to the house. So Advaita Acharya told him, please sit down, my lord, because he was in ecstasy. And he did not know what he was doing. So he gave him underwear, garments, everything new and told him, sit down. And he took him in the boat to his house. And in his house, there was an amazing pastime of eating prasadam. That description of that prasadam is given. I should not describe it now because you're all fasting. It may create havoc in your mind and great disturbance. So I shall not describe it fully. Partially I shall describe it. Hundreds and hundreds of dishes that is Advaita Acharya's wife has made. All put in nice banana leaf cups and katoris. And there's a description of each one of those dishes. Wonderfully made, spread out like that. And Lord Chaitanya comes in and Nityananda Prabhu also comes and he shows that there is a steel plate for Krishna being offered and all these leaf plates are also there. So he tells Lord Chaitanya, sit down to eat. Lord Chaitanya said, what a wonderful offering you have done. If somebody can offer like this to Krishna, wonderful foods. Then, janme janme chirudhurun tanhara charana. I am willing to take his feet and keep on my head life after life because he has done such a wonderful service of offering preparations like this to Krishna. Then he said, please sit down. Advaita Acharya said. Then he said, I am a sannyasi. I cannot eat all these things. I must not eat so many preparations. Just give me a small leaf and take some of the preparations and give me. Then Advaita Acharya said, I know who you are and what you can eat. Don't try to cheat me. Sit down. Said, no, a sannyasi should not eat all these type of things. I should eat very less. Just give me a little bit. Said, and Nityananda Prabhu was laughing and smiling. I should give me a little less, give me very less. So then, Advaita Acharya said, in Jagannath Puri, you eat chappan bhog, 50 and odd offerings. How many times a day you eat, I know. And Mother Yashoda prepares for you so many offerings. You take to the forest with the gopas and eat all their offering also. What capacity you have to eat, I know. Just sit down. Stop arguing with me and eat. So he pulled both Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu's hands like this and put them down. So they became very pleased with a very loving way that Advaita Acharya is asking them to eat. So he ate. Immediately Nityananda Prabhu started a dialogue. I am a mendicant. I am a sannyasi. And I don't think this is enough for me. He spoke the opposite of what Lord Chaitanya spoke. It's a very funny conversation. He said, you are calling me home to eat. Because he never refused to come. Like, he never refused to eat. He said, I don't think this is enough for me. And you don't even give properly enough for calling somebody home to eat. You must give him enough. Then Advaita Acharya said, please keep quiet. You are a reject Paramahamsa. You simply eat what I give you. Right? You simply eat what I give you. And then Nityananda Prabhu starts eating, smiling and eating. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts eating. And everything they eat and appreciate so wonderfully, it's prepared. As soon as they've eaten half of the katori of the leaf cup, he'll fill it up again. And like that, he made them eat. And in between, Nityananda Prabhu said, check, no use. It is not enough. I came all the way to eat and my stomach is only half full. He's feeding so much. And he's dialoguing and saying it's only half full. And then Advaita Acharya will say, why don't you simply be satisfied with what Krishna has arranged for you? Why don't you be a... Satisfaction is the most important thing for a sannyasi. Why don't you just be satisfied? Then in this way they are both dialoguing. There's so many wonderful things they keep dialoguing. I forget it. But then finally, Nityananda Prabhu will out of anger take the rice. You and your so-called offering that you have given me, useless! He'll say and throw it on the ground. He'll throw it on the ground and showing seemingly anger. And that rice will bump up and down like this and touch the feet of Advaita Acharya. As soon as it touches the feet of Advaita Acharya, he will spring up and start dancing. I have got ecstatic Mahaprasadam touching my feet. And he will start dancing because that Mahaprasad of Nityananda Prabhu, even if it touches the feet of Advaita Acharya, it made him so ecstatic and happy, he started dancing and, springing up in the air. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu enjoyed eating prasadam at the house of Advaita Acharya. And then Advaita Acharya had them wash their hands and legs, and then he put them place to sleep, then he applied chandan on top of their this thing and all that. Then Lord Chaitanya said, Advaita, because Advaita is senior to him, Advaita Acharya is a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, and Madhavendra Puri's disciple also is Ishwara Puri, who is the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu treated Advaita Acharya like his guru. So whatever he told, he had to listen, eat, sit down, don't talk, don't argue. So he did all that. So now he made Lord Chaitanya lie down and then applied chandan. Then Lord Chaitanya said, Advaita, enough. I have danced enough for your song. Now you go and eat. Suddenly, sternly he said, now you can go and eat. So immediately Advaita knew this is serious. No more joking. He very seriously told, I have danced enough for you. Now you can go and eat. Leave me alone. So they both went to sleep, take rest, and Advaita Acharya went to take prasadam. This description is very sweet and very nice. Sometimes Advaita Acharya would tease Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would speak Mayavad philosophy purposely. And Lord Chaitanya will speak the Yoga Vashishtam and give lectures on that just to irritate Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya would take a stick and chase Advaita Acharya, having spoken like that. So he became very happy. Now my life's ambition is fulfilled because every time you are respecting me like your guru, now you are beating me with a stick, I am so happy. He said, run and get beaten by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very sweet in his relationships. Whenever the devotees would come all the way from Bengal to Jagannath Puri, he would personally come there and welcome them, embrace them, garland them, apply chandan on each one of them and embrace them. Devotees were very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna and his devotees have a very intimate relationship. Those devotees who have faith in Krishna, in his holy name, in his instructions, even a little bit, they will attract Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very attracted to his devotees and the devotion they have. See, this is a great treasure. Krishna Prema is being given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is the greatest treasure of the Vedas. It is hidden in the Vedas. You cannot find it out. Directly you cannot see it and take it. And you have to have a pure devotee of the Lord to explain it and mine it out of the Vedas and give it to you. That is why it requires somebody like Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to take out the essence of the Vedas, lay it out in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Bhagavatam, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and explain to us in such a simple way, simply chant Krishna's names. Sometimes you wonder, how is it possible? Just by chanting the names alone, this you can get. That's why in Chaitanya Charitamrita said that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Karaha Vichar. Vichar koiles chitte pabe chamatkar. If at all you are interested in logic and rational thinking, you please apply it to the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You will discover something very wonderful. You see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy does not work on any ordinary mathematical principle. It is Adbhuta Karunya. It is amazingly merciful. And for everybody that Krishna Prema has become available by chanting the holy name. Prema. Krishna, Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Prema, Tinera Mahadhana. Lord Chaitanya explained to Sanatana Goswami, Krishna, his devotional service and love for him are the three great treasures. This is the goal of life. This is what is really most valuable. Whoever possesses that, Krishna gets attracted to them. Krishna gets attracted. This is why he is called Krishna. Akrishna. He becomes attracted to devotion and to the devotee. So you imagine what is the intimate relationship with God and his devotees. And why bhakti yoga is so exalted and important. And that which is very rare is available. Krishna prema pradayate. Krishna as coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and giving it easily. And so they develop very intimate relationship with all the devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very intimate dealings. Jagadananda Chaitanya, one time he said, all of you are giving me lot of trouble. I am going away from here. He told Jagadananda Chaitanya, he wants me to enjoy sense gratification. And when I don't, he gets very angry. He will go and fast and trouble me. Therefore, I am so afraid of him that whatever he says, I will do. He finds fault with all his devotees. Because Jagadananda Chaitanya will come. He is Satyabhama from previous Krishna's incarnation. He is the wife of Krishna in Dwaraka Leela. And Satyabhama is heavy controller of Krishna. I want that Parijata flower. This is all her story. So, Jagadananda Chaitanya in the same mood he comes. He will bring scented oil. Best scented oil. Sandalwood oil and all that. And come and give it to the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Govinda. And Swarup Damodar, tell him, apply it on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let him. Then Lord Chaitanya, they are all very afraid of him. So Swarup Damodar Goswami says, definitely he cannot use this, it's a sannyasi. But then he will get angry, so he will receive it. And he will keep it in the shelf. And he will tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagadananda has given this to you, he wants you to use it. Lord Chaitanya did not say anything. One day over, 2 days over, it is there lying on the shelf. Then Jagadananda will find out, did he use it? Every day he will come and ask, did he use it? Did you apply on him or not? Silence, nobody is telling anything. Then he knows that he is not using it. What I gave, he is not using. Right? So then he will ask Lord Chaitanya. He is asking every day, what can I tell him? Everybody is afraid of him because he is like that. So Lord Chaitanya said, with great difficulty, he said, you offer this to Lord Jagannath. I am telling you, he wants me to use it, offer it to Lord Jagannath. So then, he didn't know how to face Jagannatha Chaitanya. So when Jagannatha Chaitanya next comes, he said, the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you offer it to Lord Jagannath. So Jagannatha Chaitanya became very angry. In the courtyard, he took that, blah, and broke it. And it fell all over the place. And he just walked off. Just walked off. Shut himself in his room. For next 3 days, he never came out. Completely fasting inside. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in great trouble. What to do? So he went to the house and knocked. Jagadananda, Jagadananda, wake up. Please come. Cook for me. I want to eat food cooked by you. Immediately he came out. He came out to cook. Very angry mood. He's still in angry mood. And he cooked. For service to Lord Chaitanya, that's what he's living for. He came and he cooked. And Lord Chaitanya ate it. And then he praised Jagadananda's cooking. Jagadananda was hearing. Especially when Jagadananda is angry, if he cooks, it has got a special taste. And everybody started smiling. He was quietly teasing him also. Lord Chaitanya was teasing him. If Jagannatha gets angry and then he cooks, no, that tastes extra good. So Lord Chaitanya said, Jagannatha Chaitanya, I am afraid of him. He wants me to have sense gratification. If I don't, he gets very disturbed. I am afraid of him. Then what to speak of Mukunda? Mukunda, whenever he sees me sleeping on the floor as a sannyasi and taking bath 3 times a day, he becomes very unhappy because of my austerities. And seeing him unhappy, I become so much unhappy. In this way, I am troubled by Mukunda and Jagadananda. What to speak of Damodar? Although he is a brahmachari, he carries a stick and disciplines me. Because Damodara told Lord Chaitanya that Lord Chaitanya, there was a widow, devotee, lady, very wonderful devotee. She had a son. Son, very beautiful looking son. He would come to Lord Chaitanya and take blessings because he is a devotee. And Lord Chaitanya showed special interest and blessed. The same Damodara came and told, don't do this to Lord Chaitanya. You are a sannyasi, your name will get spoiled. People will say that widow's son, you got a special attraction for. That is because you are interested in something, something. They will tell. I don't want to see your name spoiled. Don't show special concern for that person. Okay? He came and told. Then Lord Chaitanya became very disturbed. You are coming and telling a sannyasi what he should do, what he should not do. Then so, Lord, he will tell, no, I don't want your name to get spoiled. This is out of great affection. These people are all controlling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reciprocation behavior because they have amazing love for him. So he telling, he's commenting, and Damodara, he holds a stick, although he's a brahmachari and although I am a sannyasi, he's teaching me social etiquette and educating me. I have to learn from him. And what to speak of Nityananda Prabhu? He broke my danda. So therefore, I cannot stay with all of you. I am leaving. In this way, Lord Chaitanya indirectly glorified all his devotees and their very intimate relationships with him. But externally he said, because of this reason I am going. He used it as a reason to say that, therefore I am leaving you. So they cannot talk externally any more reasons. But they all knew that what he is actually doing very intelligently is very carefully watching what's going on and he's putting it like this. But they were very much feeling great separation. They don't want Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go away. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his sweet relationships was very amazing. Very amazing. And therefore his devotees also had very intimate connection. They would give up anything for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were willing to give up anything because of his loving relationship. So in a community of Vaishnavas, our community should be built, Prabhupada said, on love and trust. That we have faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's words. We have faith in the holy name of Krishna. And therefore we have faith in Vaishnavas, in Mahaprasadam, Mahaprasade Govinde, Namabhramani Vaishnave, Swalpapunya Vatamrajan Vishwaso Naivajayate. One who has faith in Vaishnavas will have faith in the Mahaprasadam, faith in the instructions of the Lord, and in this way he will progress. You see, the Mahaprasadam of the Lord and the association of Vaishnavas, we have faith. Similarly, faith in the holy name of Krishna, faith in the form of Krishna, faith in Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He exists, he is there, he is available, you can interact with him. And you can feel Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, you can experience his mercy. If you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and interact with devotees and read Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can actually taste the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tangibly you can taste it. See, the Lord Chaitanya's mercy, it is mentioned, is available in three forms. In three forms. That is, he was directly present. Sakshat and Avirbhav. Avirbhav means although he is absent, you can feel his presence and his mercy. Then, Avesha means empowered. Another person gets empowered by his mercy and through him you can get this mercy. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes three types you can feel the mercy of the Lord. When he took sannyas and he came back to Navadvip, at that time, Sachi Mata came, his mother. She was 70 years old. And Lord Chaitanya had great affection for Chaitanya, for his mother. As soon as she saw Nimai, shaved up completely, sannyasi, only one cloth around his waist, she immediately went to him, embraced him and put him on his lap, on her lap. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sannyasi, sitting on his mother's lap. Then she embraced him and kissed him on his head with affection. Then she told him, "You must not leave me. You must be present with me. I know that you have taken sannyas. I cannot say anything to you. But please be available." So he wanted to go to Vrindavan. So she took promise from him, "You will stay only in Jagannath Puri, so that is very close by to Navadvip. I can come and see you when I want." Then he promised his mother, because she demanded out of his affection for his mother, he couldn't say anything, although he's a sannyasi. He said, "So be it, mother, I'll be in Puri only. And don't worry, I'll always be with you. You will know my presence. You cook for me." He will say this. And although he is in Puri, Sachi Mata will every day cook for Nimai, her son Nimai. She'll cook amazing dishes. And she'll come and offer, and she'll take the remnants, and she will feel that he has eaten. At one time, she will offer, and she'll come back and see the plate is completely clean. And then another time, he will send word, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will send word, "I liked this dish, this dish, this dish, tell her, I ate it. On this day she offered this, on Vijayadashmi day she offered like this, and it, I ate it. Tell her." In this way, she'll get very surprised. "How does my son know from Puri that on this day I offered this?" Because Lord Chaitanya will say, "I'm there, I'm eating. I'm actually there." So this is an example of Avirbhav presence. He was actually there, and Sachi Mata would feel he's there. He's eating. Because he knew that she very much felt separation. And she was a great devotee, Yashoda Mai. Appeared as Sachi Mata, and because of her Vatsalya Prema for her, he would be present like that out of his mercy. Similarly, Shuklambradas Brahmachari, he had Avesha. He would be able to experience Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inside himself, and he would be able to tell the thoughts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everybody is getting ready in Bengal for receiving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We will say in the morning, "He is not coming here. He is going through another route to Vrindavan." "How do you know?" "I know." He will tell. And correct. Lord Chaitanya, what he is thinking, he knows. Because by his deep meditation, he can understand. And he will tell, "He is not coming here. I know. But everybody is making preparations. We have heard he is coming. He has changed his mind. He is going to this place. And correctly, Lord Chaitanya will not come. This is Avesha mercy. Same way, Sakshat, he would be present there with everybody during the Panihati Mahotsav. Nityananda Prabhu called him and he came there. He was there in Advaita Acharya's house. He appeared all of a sudden to Vasudeva Vipra. Vasudeva Vipra in Kurmadesh, in Andhra Pradesh. In that place, he was a leper, attacked by leprosy. Lord Chaitanya would speak to the famous Kurma Brahmana, who told him, I will come with you. I am feeling so wonderful with you. I leave my family, wife, children, everything. I'll simply chant and dance and be with you. Then Lord Chaitanya told him, no need to come with me. Jare deko tahe kaho Krishna upadesh, amaragnya guru hoi tare desh. Wherever you go, whomever you see, you chant the holy name and preach about Krishna to them. And in this way you will feel my presence. Punarapi eitani paibe mura sangha, kabuna bhadive tumar bishaya taranga. Again and again, in the same place while you preach, you will feel my presence. Never the material waves will ever trouble you. Bishaya taranga will never trouble you. Simply preach and you will see, you will be very happy and you will feel my presence. This is the instruction he gave. And this is the instruction for all of us. We must preach the holy name, preach about Krishna to everybody and give it. Because Lord Chaitanya is giving it freely, he wants to give. The most confidential thing he wants to give, Krishna Prema. And he has told us to give it. I order everybody in this universe to accept the holy name and distribute it. That is Amar Agnyaya, my order to you, is to become guru and give it to everybody. So, he gave this upadesh to Kurma Brahmana. And it's a very, very important instruction that we should take the holy name and develop ruchi, taste for that, and give it to others out of mercy for them because they are all suffering. You give it to them also. In this way, increase the numbers. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I have planted this amazing seed of love of God and have grown this tree. And I'm getting all these love of God fruits. I want to distribute this. Malakar, I am the gardener. I have cultivated this. And this fruit I want to distribute. I alone cannot distribute it. I need help. And I feel that there may be some people who are not getting the fruit. I don't like it. I want everybody to get it. This is the mood of God. He wants everybody, whether you are qualified or not, doesn't matter. Forget it. I am so happy tasting the love of Radharani and experiencing it that I feel everybody should take it now. So he's in a very merciful mood. Never before. Anarpita charin chirat karunaya vatirna kalo. Karuna. Never before. That's why it's called Mahavadanyaya. So he wants to give it out. And all we need to do is just take it and give it. You don't have to be highly qualified. So this age, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's age, it's an age when unqualified people will get the most important precious treasure and they will distribute that treasure. This is the amazing thing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. So it's mentioned, Vande Ananta Adbhuta Aishwaryam Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Yat Nicho Yat Prasadat Bhakti Shastra Pravartakaha. That all glories to that unlimitedly opulent personality, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In his time, Nichadapi, person who is very low class, he can become the person who will distribute Bhakti Shastra to everybody because of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why the Brahmins don't like this movement very much. How is it possible that you guys can do this? Shastra says you have to be a Brahmin to get initiated. Shastra says you have to be a Brahmana to take sannyas. Shastra says you should be born in a Brahmana kula. You should be like that. Nonsense. But God has decided to cross all that, rules and regulations, and He is giving it. And those who take it, they get it. And you can keep bawling out here, no, no, Brahmana you should be and all that. You can bawl, bawl, bawl and die and get buried. Here lived a Brahmana, we can put on a small board there, who never took the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who always contested, how is it possible, how is it possible? He was busy wondering how is it possible, and the whole world became Krishna conscious. That's what will happen. In India, Hinduism, full of Mayavadis, Smartha Brahmanas, demigod worshippers, and all these people are all wondering, how you guys are doing this? Not allowed. See, Shastra is mentioned here. Maybe, but this is what is the quotation. Lowest of the lowest, me, I want to teach you how to chant Hare Krishna. Brahmanas get very irritated if you tell them this. They got that puffed up this thing. Now I know everything. Who are you to teach me? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has specifically come, especially for the Smartha Brahmanas, who are full of rituals. They just get satisfied by doing lot of ghee in the fire. The Bhagavatam says, so much of smoke, our face has been blackened by the smoke. And we have done so much of sacrifice. And our wives, they coolly went and met Krishna and Balaram and gave all the sacrificial offerings to them. And directly they got experience. And we are sitting here and doing swaha, swaha, to hell with it. The Brahmanas are telling. It's the dialogue in the Krishna book, you will see that. To hell with our austerities, to hell with our homa, yajna and mantras. Our wives, who don't know any of these things, have gone and met the Supreme Absolute Truth and fed him and come back. And with all your yajna, they came here, we said no to them. What's the use of the blackening of your face and the mantra and the tantra and the yantra you put together? So, this is God's desire. Nobody can say anything to that. I desire that everybody will get love of God just like this. I want to give it. Chant Hare Krishna. No offenses, but that's all. My only condition is don't commit offenses against my devotees. Offense against the rascals and all that is okay. It's not offense. So, we have to be careful that we don't commit offenses against devotees who are practicing the holy name. But we simply take it. Everybody becomes qualified to accept it and give it. Accept it and give it. This is Lord Chaitanya's movement. But some people are still holding back. How it is possible? How it is possible? How it is possible? And some people after taking the holy name also are reluctant to give it to others. How can I give it? No, I am so low. Aray, you are low, yaar, therefore you give it. That's what's mentioned here. That's what the answer we give is, we know, that's why this sloka says, yat neecha prasadat yat api. That even the low class fellow will get this mercy and be able to bhakti shastra pravartaka distribute. Therefore we are asking, now you are trapped. You said you are very low, no? Therefore you are the right person to distribute this. No, no, but I am born in a Brahmana family. But just now you said you are low. Just now you said you are low. You are a Brahmana family also, then you are condemned. So in this way, everybody is forced to take the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chant the holy name. Because this is the topmost instruction. All other types of philosophies will not find any place. Lord Chaitanya instructs Sanatana Goswami on this amazing, fact by giving him a little story. He teaches him, he says, look, Sanatana, I want to teach you. You are very dear to me. I want to tell you a secret. And he tells him a story. Because Sanatana Goswami, he is a Brahmana. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to high class people and gave instructions. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami were Gauda Saraswat Brahmanas. Not only they were Brahminical family, they were high class aristocratic people. All the money in the world they had. They were educated in Persian, Arabic, Sanskrit, everything possible. And highly intelligent and diplomatic people. They worked for Nawab Hussain Shah. And the treasury was in their hands. They were running the government. They were the right hand and the left hand of Nawab Hussain Shah. And if they want, they could take the whole kingdom and run away. They had so much brains also to do it. And they left everything. Tyaktva turnam ashesha mandala patim. Mandala means the position. Just like stool, they left it. And they went away. It is an amazing story of them coming, especially Sanatana Goswami. Rupa Goswami will go away. He'll take his money and give it off here and there, distribute it and place it somewhere else and leave and meet Lord Chaitanya in Prayag, get instructions from him. Then he'll send a cryptic note to Sanatana Goswami. Something, you know, where has Yadupati gone? Where has, you know, Raghuveera gone? Whatever happened, like that he'll send a message to him. Sanatana Goswami will be in the prison. Because why? The Nawab Hussain Shah will understand that Rupa Goswami ran away. And his brother Sanatana Goswami is with me. He is also not attending court and coming regularly. So he will send his other people to find out what is he doing at home. Because he is telling that he is not well. I am not able to come. So he will send these people home. At home he will see Sanatana Goswami sitting with so many devotees, brahmanas, everybody, and hearing the Bhagavat and chanting Hare Krishna and Kirtan Bhajan. He is having a good time at home. So they will come and tell nothing is wrong with him. He is just having this thing like that. So he will come to the house. Nawab will come to the house and he say, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? Because the Nawab and the Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami are very close. They were like brothers. He is the king. But he has so much confidence in them that he gave everything to them. They were so honest and high class. So he asks, what are you doing here at home? Then Sanatana Goswami will say, I am, you know, remembering Allah, the Lord. I am chanting Hare Krishna and reading the Bhagavad. Boldly he will tell. Because he knows him so well. Right? Then he will say, one brother of mine has already run away and put me into great trouble. And another brother is doing this. Put him in the jail. They will drag him and put him in the jail. Very open, no, nothing, you know, covert he does. Sanatana Goswami. Openly he tells, I am doing what I am supposed to do. So he says, I will put you in the jail. He put him in the jail. Because he doesn't want to leave him. You should not leave me. That's his main thing. No, you cannot buy them with money also, he knows. What else can I do? Physically I'll lock you up. That's the only thing I can do. Put him in the jail. Sanatana Goswami very cool in the jail. Because Nawab Hussain Shah has great respect and regard. He cannot do anything to them. Because he has, they have purchased him by their loyal service. So, in the jail, there is a very wonderful conversation. This such greatness these devotees are. I'm just giving you an instance. Very coolly, Sanatana Goswami says, he gets this note from Rupa Goswami. So, he says, okay, he has already met Lord Chaitanya and is with Lord Chaitanya. I must get out. So, he goes to the jail keeper. He is another Muslim fellow. Very strict. He'll go to him and tell, listen, you are such a wonderful religious person. Following all the instructions as per the Quran of the Supreme Lord. In the Quran it is mentioned that if one releases a conditioned soul or a prisoner from his prison situation, then the Lord will release you from material bondage. You know this, no? It's mentioned in the Quran. Because he knows all the scripture very well. He'll quote Persian, Arabic, everything. And then he will tell, is it not mentioned? Right. So if you release me, Allah will become happy with you. What do you think about it? Because they were all under him only before. She'll say, what do you think about it? Then this man, you know, he knows he's such a scholar, well-read, I can't say. I know you're an intelligent person. So I'm asking you, why don't you release me? Then he'll be thinking like this. Then he'll take 5,000 gold coins in bags and keep it in front. He knows how to buy these people because he's the minister. He'll keep it in front of him and say, take this. You'll get material profit. Plus spiritual prophet. He will tell. Then that jailkeeper will say, listen, Mashai, I have great respect for you. You don't have to tell all these things to me. But what will I tell the Nawab when he comes? What will happen to me? I'll be finished. Is that, that's all I'm most worried about. Then he will say, you have nothing to worry. You know, previously I helped you a lot. When I was in proper position. Now I am in difficulty. You must help me. I will take care of you. You just do what I tell you. Right? Will you do? Still he is like this. He took another 7,000 gold coins, put again in front of me. This jail keeper, some fellow, he became very this thing. Okay, I will do. Tell me what I should do. He said, just tell that Sanatana Goswami went to pass stool on the bank of the Ganges. Because he wanted to. So I let him. He jumped into the Ganges and he had these iron shackles. They had drowned him and he disappeared. What can I do? The Nawab will believe you. I know what he will believe. You just tell him this. You say, okay, I bless you. Everything will become alright for you. Right? Because I am going to become a mendicant and I am going to Mecca. He will tell him this. It's written in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Don't worry, I will never be in this kingdom. I'll cross the Ganges, go that side. I'm going to become a mendicant and I'm going to Mecca. So, he wants him to feel that I sent one person to Mecca from the jail. God will liberate me. He actually told him this. I'm going to Mecca. Here is some money. Tell this lie. These are devotees, by the way. They're high diplomatic experience they have. So, he did that and Sanatana Goswami escaped. And Sanatana Goswami escapes from there and walks across the Ganges. He takes with him one assistant, Ishan, with him. And Ishan is afraid. So he carried with him some 8 gold coins in his pocket without telling anybody. Because I may need to serve Sanatana Goswami some way or the other. But Sanatana Goswami is free. All his clothes, everything, just one blanket he has got. And he's coming with that. Then he meets a landlord there in the forest, who has got a beautiful place to stay. So, the landlord has got one astrologer with him. Those days it is like this. Astrologer immediately looks at these two people coming and said, I tell you, that person has got 8 gold coins with him. Take it from him. He will advise the landlord. Landlord will see, he will immediately welcome them. Please come. You are a holy man, I understand and all that, and give him special. You won't eat what food we have got, right? I'll give you something to cook. You can cook on your own. And he will say, you please cook, take bath and come, you cook and you eat. Then he will cook and he will be eating Sanatana Goswami. That time suddenly, because he is a minister, he knows diplomatic pacts and everything. Suddenly he will ask Ishan, why is he so nice to me? It is very strange that somebody in the forest is nice to me. I am just looking like a bearded fellow, been in the jail for so long. Why is he nice to me? Then he turned. Did you bring anything with you? Any asset with you? Then Ishan started shivering and said, I bought 8 gold coins. You nonsense? That is why he is behind me. Give me the money. Then also he'll keep 1 with him. And give only 7. Ishan, he'll take the gold coins. Come with me. Immediately he'll go to that landlord and say, I have this gold coins with me. You keep it. It's for you. Immediately the landlord will say, what a wonderful person you are. You saved me from sinful activity. Tonight I was thinking of killing you and taking these 8 gold coins from you. And you are such a nice person. You gave. I don't want. You keep it. I want to do something for you. I am feeling so bad. Then Sanatana Goswami said, you please keep it. Because if you don't take it, somebody else will take it and kill me on the way. Better you keep it because you wanted it. You keep it. Paka material intelligence. Sanatana Goswami. And help me to go across this tract of land because it's a dangerous place. Don't worry. And give him 4 bodyguards. Take him across. Sanatana Goswami gave off everything. Very happily he'll walk through the forest with his bodyguards. Then when he crosses the border, at that time he'll tell Ishan, you have something else with you left? He said, 1 gold coin. You take that and you go back. Don't come with me. You go. I want nobody with me. In this way, he will land up in Banaras, in Varanasi. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the house of Chandrasekharacharya and Tapan Mishra there. They are both getting harassed by all the Mayavadi sannyasis. Because it's Banaras. All followers of Shankaracharya and they are all hearing criticism of Lord Chaitanya from all the sannyasis. They are feeling very bad. Lord Chaitanya has come there. This is the second trip he comes to Banaras. Then, this Sanatana Goswami will come and sit down there in Chandrasekharacharya's house on the outside with his blanket. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inside will tell Chandrasekhar, go outside and there is a Vaishnava, call him inside. He knows by his drishti that he has come. So, Chandrasekhar will go out and look for a Vaishnava with tilak and shaved head, Hare Krishna devotee he was looking for. He will go outside and look for. Then he'll come and say, where? No devotee is there here. No Vaishnava I see. He'll go back to Lord Chaitanya and say, I did not see any Vaishnava there. I don't see anybody there. Then he'll go outside and see again and come back and say, no, there is nobody there, no devotee. Lord Chaitanya will say, is there anybody there at all? Yes, there is one Muslim mendicant there. Bring him inside. That person only, you bring him inside. Then he will go and Sanatana Goswami is sitting in this thing. He'll go and wake up. Hello, Muslim mendicant. He's called Daravesh. looking like a hippie. These Muslim mendicants look like that. So, yeah, Darvesh, the Lord wants to see you inside. It means He is thinking, am I a very fortunate person being called inside? He will come inside. Sanatana Goswami will come inside. As soon as Lord Chaitanya sees Sanatana Goswami, he will go and embrace Him and both of them will cry. And Chandrasekhar will go, what is this? This dirty looking, you know, dirty person with long beard and this thing is going and embracing Him and he is crying. Something must be going on here. Lord Chaitanya will introduce Chandrasekhara to him. This is Sanatana Goswami, he is my disciple. You shave him up, take him bath in the Ganges, give him new clothes and bring him. So Chandrasekhara will get very thrilled, he'll take him to Tapan Mishra's house in Banaras. Give him shave, take bath in the Ganges, then Tapan Mishra will give him new clothes. Then Sanatana Goswami will tell, I don't want any new cloth. Give me your old used cloth which you want to throw out that you give me. Why will I accept a new cloth? I will not. So Tapan Mishra become very, you know, amazed at this person's austerity. He'll give him old used cloth that he will tear, wear a lower cloth and make a cowpin out of it and then use it. Then he will be invited to a Brahmana's house. Lord Chaitanya gets invitations every day to different Brahmin's house, he would go. Sanatana Goswami invited another Brahmana, please come to my house. Sanatana Goswami said, why will I go to your house to eat? I am not going to eat. I will live by Madhukari. I will go and beg from house to house, whatever I get only I will eat. I do not come here to eat nicely in your Brahmin's house. Lord Chaitanya became very happy hearing this. But Lord Chaitanya will keep looking at Sanatana Goswami and his blanket which he has. Madhukari, very nice. Clothes, you did not take new clothes, very nice. Then Lord Chaitanya will look at him and his blanket like this. Two times you look at him and keep quiet. That look of Lord Chaitanya, Sanatana Goswami, somebody noticed, who is looking at my blanket? Oh, this is a new blanket. I brought it from the prison house. He is indicating something to me, so he will go out. He'll go to the Ganges and he will see one Bengali fakir taking bath. He has dried his stone quilt which they use. He has washed it and dried it in the sun and he's sitting there and doing his whatever required austerities. He will tell that person, would you like to take my blanket and give you a torn quilt? What is wrong with you? This is a new blanket, you keep it. Why do you want my old torn this thing? I just want it. I don't want to wear this new blanket anymore. I don't mind if you want it, but I'm not asking for it. He said, no, I am asking for your torn quilt. Can you please give me? You give the blanket. Then he'll wonder, what is this person? He'll take the torn quilt and wear it around him and go back. Then Lord Chaitanya will become very pleased. He will tell Sanatana Goswami, very nice, you gave up the blanket. Because Krishna has been very merciful to you. He has saved you from the material stool situation that you were there. Right? And why will Lord Krishna leave the blanket alone with you? Because a good doctor, when he removes a disease, he will completely remove all traces and leave the patient paka. Why will you leave this virus alone back, a little bit left for him? No, there will be a relapse. Right? So why would you keep a blanket alone after giving up so many things? Better to give up that also. He will advise him. And Sanatana Goswami understood that. In this way, he will become qualified to get instructions from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya will then give Sanatana Goswami amazing instructions. In those instructions, which are listed out in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will show Sanatana Goswami what it means to be a devotee. That time he will tell, the greatest wealth of the person is Krishna, Krishna Bhakti and Krishna Prema. These are the greatest treasures. But in the material world, they think something else is a treasure. they chase the wrong thing and they get very disappointed. But if a person achieves Krishna, attention of Krishna, Krishna Bhakti and Krishna Prema, which is available by simply chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then instantly he will become the richest person. So this is Prabhupada's program. According to Lord Chaitanya's description, to become rich means to get devotion to Krishna. Not to work for CTS and Ford and this and that and slog out 16, 18 hours a day and then get a few bucks and put it in the bank and save it and invest it and grow it, and by the time you get to enjoy it, you die. Kick the bucket and get buried. This happiness that you chase, the will of the wisp, never comes to you. It's just like, it's coming now, it's coming, like that. Dum. You get teased by Maya regularly. Life after life, the carrot hangs in front of you. And then you think, here I'm getting it. And it goes further and further away. And you die thinking, but next janma I'll get it, next janma I'll get it. This punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, we keep on taking and we chase that enjoyment. Thinking that is what is of value, that is what is of wealth. But it never gets to you. You never get it. But this is real wealth. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given that wealth free. Why do you work for CTS and Bosch and Ford? They don't give money free. They don't give wealth free. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prescription is, here it is, take it. I give it to you free. Become the richest person in the universe. How much Krishna Bhakti you get, that much you become rich. That's why we are making karorpatis. That is why outside we have put Hare Krishna Maha Mantra Harinam Mantapam. That is Karorpati's place. That is the greatest business circle in the whole world. It beats the Wall Street. It beats every other place. There if you go and chant Hare Krishna round, if you go around with Tulasi in the middle, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You get the wealth that Lord Chaitanya said you will get. Mahadhana, great treasure you will get. What is the treasure? Krishna Prema. How to achieve it is what is the story Lord Chaitanya tells Sanatan Goswami while instructing him. He said, Sanatan, I want you to understand this. What is it? Just story I'll tell you. There was an orphan. His father died. And he was thinking, I have nobody, nothing with me. And then the astrologer came to the house and said, show me your chart. No, you're not an orphan. You have great treasure. Your father has left a great treasure for you. It's in your house. But, be careful. Then Lord Chaitanya explains, this person, this astrologer, is the most important person in your life. Why? Because he puts you in touch with the treasure. It tells you where it is. This is called Sambandha. Sambandha Abhideya Prayojana. Right? Sambandha is you get to know Krishna, get knowledge about Krishna, you get, this is what I want. Object, Krishna. Sambandha, knowledge about Krishna is given to you by that person, Guru. He tells, don't worry, don't be fried with life. Who said you have to worry about all these things? You belong to Krishna. You are spirit soul. You are not this material body. You have a great treasure waiting for you. This is called Sambandha. Knowledge of the soul, knowledge of Krishna, knowledge of a relationship with Him and this material world. This knowledge is given in Bhagavad Gita. This astrologer is like that. He comes and gives that information. Then it is, but one thing I want to tell you. You must know how to get the treasure. If you make a mistake, you lose it. So, Sambandha alone is not enough. Knowledge of Krishna alone is not enough. You must know how to get the object of your knowledge. Just knowing that Mahaprasadam is being cooked there alone is not enough for tomorrow. Today is fasting. Tomorrow. Tomorrow is feasting. So, tomorrow, is it okay if we call you and tell Prasadam is being cooked? Okay? Please hear the Kirtan Bhajan and the lecture. Then again we tell Prasadam is being cooked. Can you smell it? Yeah, it's being cooked. Fine. See you. Prasadam is being cooked. You don't get any further announcement. When it is being served, where it is being served, when it will be served, nothing I can do. And I tell, because we are all going to eat inside, but for you, prasadam is being cooked. I gave you information. Is that enough for you? How do you like it to be, you know, told tomorrow you are invited for prasadam and you are given knowledge about prasadam? No prasadam. Knowledge about prasadam. No. You hanker. Now that I have knowledge that it is there in the kitchen, I must know how to get it. That's called abhideya. You know Krishna, how to get Krishna. That process is called Krishna Bhakti, devotional service, Bhakti Yoga, how to perform it. That also you must know. So the astrologer will tell him, don't dig from the south side. You dig from the south side, wasps, drones all will come and sting you. And you will not be able to get the treasure. If you dig from the west side, there is one deadly ghost there, one Brahma Rakshasa. He'll come and haunt you and he will not allow you to touch. And you will become very confused and disturbed. You cannot go further. And not even from the north. If you dig from the north, there is a deadly serpent there. It will sting you. Only, my dear son, you dig from the east. As soon as you dig a little bit, a few centimeters, you get the treasure. That is the place to go and dig. So in this allegorical thing, Lord Chaitanya told Sanatana Goswami, the treasure is there, but you need a guru to tell you and demonstrate to you how to do it and how to get it. And you, by your practice of that Krishna Bhakti, you will get access. What is this digging on the south side? Digging on the south side is karma kanda. The Vedas consist of karma kanda, jnana kanda, upasana kanda. The karma kanda portion of the Vedas teach you how to perform so many different rituals for material benefit, for fruitive activity, for getting some material benefit. I want to pass in this exam. I go and chant Homa, Yajna, break 10 coconuts, kill 2 goats. I do all these things, go round, and then I get pass and think, oh, it's all because of the goat I sacrificed, or the 2 coconuts I broke, or the Anga Pradakshina that I did. You connect it up. And that's the way the Vedic, at least like that, at least you will come close to the Vedas. Because you are such a nonsensical, materialistic person. You will not care for God. At least we will put you inside the Veda following by telling you your material requirement will be given if you worship so and so and do this Homa Yajna. In this way you will do it. In this way you will become a Vedic follower. But a very low class follower. Because you are not interested in the higher aim. Right? So if you approach through the south Karmakanda side, this whole treasure of the Vedas, you will not get it. You will get stuck by fruitive tendency and you will lose. You will get waylaid, track. On the western side, if you go, the ghost Brahma Rakshasa will haunt you. That is taking the path of Jnana Kanda. Speculations. Brahman doesn't have this, does that. Brahman can be this, can be that. No, 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 no. But this, but that. The Veda says this, this says that, that says that. You get lost in mental speculation, you'll never be able to arrive at the conclusion. You keep on saying this and you get very great thrills out of it. You write so many books also, philosophy. That this, finally don't conclude anything and be happy, go to sleep. Why? Because you are feeling great with that mental situation you are in. Go up, down, up, down, up, down. Very nice. Speculations. You get stuck. In this way, material nature will stick you up with this mental speculation and you think you are very great, you make it even Nobel Prize for the few speculations that you did. But the absolute truth, reality is not with you. The world will recognize you. You'll be a great speculator. You wrote so many books and you propounded so many things. In this way, you'll be waylaid, taken away by Maya. Gyan. Jnana Kanda. And in the north is Ashtanga Yoga. Yoga that you do. You get bitten by the snake of perfection. If I do this particular this thing, I will get this siddhi, that siddhi. In this way, you will lose chance. These are all material desires. Jnana Kanda, Upasana Kanda, what is it? Karma Kanda, all these things will lead you for material things only. Kevala vishera bhanda. They are simply pots of poison only. So, Lord Chaitanya told Sanatana Goswami, through bhakti, through devotion, immediately you can capture Krishna. He is the supreme absolute truth. He is the reality. And by simply chanting the holy name a little bit, and by learning about devotional service and starting doing devotional service, instantly Krishna is captured by you. He will come very close to you. Absolute truth becomes accessible to you, amenable to you. Isn't this the most easiest way to get to the truth? Only a fool will climb in some other way. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya explained this very nicely to Sanatana Goswami. The simple process of bhakti. Developing our innate devotion to Krishna. We all have devotion to the Lord. Just we fan it and awaken it and get it. This is the process that Lord Chaitanya taught. Bhagavat Dharma. Chanting the holy names of the Lord, hearing Bhagavatam, living in the association of Vaishnavas, living close to the temple or staying in a holy place, and in this way executing Krishna conscious devotional service. Quickest, easiest way. So that is why in Kali Yuga there is no other way. Nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva gatiranyata. No other way, no other way, no other way. The simple philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it may be simple but it's very profound, very deep. It deals with deep, intricate dealings of the gopis and the great lovers of Krishna and the emotional involvement in great happiness that Krishna has with all of them. And in this way, the intricacies of love, which nobody else knows about, all that becomes revealed to you by chanting the holy name of the Lord purely. It is the highest dharma. And it is directly Krishna himself. The name and Krishna are not different. You associate with Krishna as soon as you chant the holy name. If a person has this faith and he chants Hare Krishna, very soon he'll get love of Godhead. Very soon he'll get love of Godhead. You see, this is Lord Chaitanya's instruction and philosophy and his teachings and his amazing leelas that he performed. If we can get associated with that through Srila Prabhupada's books, then for sure we become very convinced about Krishna consciousness. We won't have any more doubts. Any more doubts will not be there. Although we may be greatly educated, we may be educated in medicine, we may be educated in engineering, in law, in finance, in management, whatever it is, and our mind and intelligence get conditioned to certain things, still, when we chant the holy name and read this supreme truth of instructions, we will understand much more in finance and in computer science or whatever you are doing in a much better way. And we will be able to access the truth, who is none other than Krishna. So today is the appearance day of that supreme absolute truth. And that is mentioned here. Yat advaitam brahmopanishadi tat api asya tanupa ye atmantaryami purushayiti so asyam vibhavah shadaishwarya purno ya iha bhagavan sasvayam ayam. Na chaitanyat Krishna jagat paratattvam param iha. What the Upanishads describe as the impersonal Brahman is but the effulgence of his body, and the Lord, known as the super soul, is but his localized plenary portion. He is the supreme personality of Godhead himself, full of six opulences. He is the absolute truth, and no other truth is greater than or equal to him. This is about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So today is his appearance day, and today is the day that devotees who are already dedicated to the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as given in the books of Prabhupada will re-look inside them. They will go deep and introspectively see, have I received the mercy? Have I utilized it properly? Have I made progress? What is it that stops me from getting pure love of Krishna? In what way can I do things better so that I may progress quickly to achieving pure love of Krishna. So introspectively, we examine and we deeply pray to Krishna, who is within our heart, the same Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And intimately, we can express our own difficulties to Him, our shortcomings, and our sincere desire to be His devotee, and help Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to propagate His mission. We go deeply inside us and we find out what is the impediment and what is our anartha, and we try to make a petition to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very merciful. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Dayakaro More Tumo Bina Ke Dayalu Jagata Samsare. There cannot be somebody more merciful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Patita Pavana Hetu Taba Yavatar. You are the saver of conditioned souls who have fallen down. Moisama Patita Prabhu Na Paive Aar. You will not be able to find, my dear Lord, somebody worse or lowest, more fallen than me. In this way, the devotee prays to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he does that, the Lord, who is very, very merciful, can be easily moved, and His mercy will descend on you. So today is that opportunity for us to pray to Krishna. We are very highly fortunate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears once in the day of Brahma. And Krishna also appears once in the day of Brahma. That happened 5,000 years back, Krishna appeared. That happens to be the 28th millennium of Vaivasvata Manu, in the 50th year of Brahma. Brahma lives very long. His one day is 1,000 Divya Yugas. One Divya Yuga is Satya, Treta, Dwapara, Kali together is one Divya Yuga. It is 43 lakh and odd years is one Divya Yuga. Like that, 43,000 lakh years is one 12-hour day of Brahma. In that, there are 14 Manus who come. So each Manu has a period of 71 Divya Yugas. 71 into 14 will come to one day of Brahma, approximately. 71 Divya Yugas, 14 Manus come. And we are in the 7th Manu, Vaivasvata Manu. First one was Swayambhuva Manu. Then Chakshusha and so many others, Swarochisha and all of them. And then Vaivasvata Manu is the 7th Manu. In Vaivasvata Manu, out of 71 Divya Yugas, 28 have passed. In the end of the 28th millennium, in the Dwapara Yuga, at the end of Dwapara Yuga, Krishna appeared. At that same time, Kali Yuga started after the Dwapara Yuga, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared. In this millennium, in this time, both Lord Chaitanya and Krishna have appeared. Out of all the 71 Yugas, out of all the 14 Manus, we are in the Vaivasvata Manu. In that period, in Vaivasvata Manu is 28 millennium when Krishna has appeared. In the whole day of Brahma, He has appeared now. In the same millennium, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared. And Lord Chaitanya, again, when He comes, always He doesn't speak about Radharani and love of the gopis and all that. He just chants Hare Krishna and leaves, normally. But in this particular age, in this particular Vaivasvata Manu's Yuga, Lord Chaitanya gave Krishna Prema with Radharani's glories. So this is super rare, even amongst Lord Chaitanya's appearances. So you are very fortunate or not? What do you think? Yes. So make others fortunate. Now that you are fortunate and you know about it, ah, very good, I got it. Please look at the others who are suffering from want of good fortune. Please make them chant Hare Krishna, give them some prasadam, introduce them to Krishna consciousness, teach them some Bhagavad Gita, some Bhagavat, and you will see how Krishna will become more pleased with you. more and more pleased with you. So this is that time, and therefore we should take it very seriously. Rarely these opportunities come for conditioned souls in this material world. Otherwise they simply are completely driven by the three modes under the material nature, and they just born again, they die again, they born again, they die again. They don't know what is real, nothing. They just suffer. They work for CTS, then they die, and then CTS dies, then another BTS will be formed, then the BTS they will work for, then everybody in BTS will die. And in this way it goes on the world. So many work you do with matter here and there, you study that, study this, get knowledge and die. Again you are born, again they die. You are getting teased by material nature repeatedly. Why? Why? Because you never turned your face towards Krishna. That's why. Krishna Bahirmukha Anadi. Krishna Anadir Bahirmukha. Time, I don't know when you did it, timelessly, somewhere you turned your face away from Krishna, and then Maya has caught hold of you and therefore is giving you dukkha. It is mentioned Chaitanya Charitamrita, because you turned your face away from the Lord, away from the reality, Maya is holding you and twisting you. So therefore Krishna has appeared to save you from Maya by this knowledge, by his mercy, by the association. So therefore don't be unfortunate again. Become fortunate and more fortunate and more fortunate and super fortunate. Go back to Godhead. Simply go back to Godhead. This is truth. This is a chance to go back to Krishna. A best chance. You'll never get this again. Don't laze around. Don't say, I got my this thing to do. I got that thing to do. This is most stupid you'll become. If you say that or think like that. You become stupid number one and nobody can save you after that. You got the best chance and you left it. Then they'll say this fellow is no like for even the second level chance. Because the first level chances will be as lost. Right? So don't become stupid idiot by losing the opportunity given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and by Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Rather, take it happily. Chant Hare Krishna. Be happy. Be determined to be happy. In spite of whatever Maya tries to do to you through your mind and depress you. Just throw it out. Chant Hare Krishna. Preach and be happy. And in this way, go back to Godhead and take others with you, by the way. Take as many people as you can with you. Introduce them to Krishna consciousness. Your only enemy is Maya and your own mind. They are both working together, by the way. I heard about it. I heard that they have, you know, formed a very good, amazing plan for you and for everybody. So watch out. Simply stick to Lord Chaitanya and the chanting of the holy name and be simple in your mind. Just take it simply. And be happy. Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Gaura Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki.